The assault by about 10 to 15 gunmen who wreaked havoc in Mumbai last week is over. But the booming sound of gunshots and images of fires billowing at the Taj Mahal Hotel in Mumbai have been imprinted on the minds of people across the country. It was not the first time that an Indian city was devastated by a terror strike. This year, bomb attacks have ripped through busy markets in New Delhi, in the information technology hub Bangalore, Jaipur and Ahmedabad, killing hundreds of people. But the attacks in Mumbai were the bloodiest and most brazen in the last decade. And across the country, it has unleashed a wave of anger at the political establishment for not formulating an effective strategy to tackle terror despite repeated attacks in Indian cities. Fingers are being pointed at not just the government, but all politicians.
Very angry. Very, very angry at the government, the politicians, the bureaucrats, everybody. They've been saying that they'll be doing things, but they've really not done anything.
The policymakers were not bothered.
Instead of working together, they are now totally opposite each other rather than joining hands and finding a solution for the problem that we are facing.
Very disgusted and a lot of anger inside. We must do something, at least to protect ourselves.
The anger has been fueled by media reports that security agencies failed to share information and act on intelligence reports about a possible attack on luxury hotels in Mumbai. In recent days, two politicians who went to pay condolences to families of officers killed battling the gunmen in Mumbai were turned away. In Mumbai, crowds have been gathering near the Gateway of India, adjacent to the devastated Taj Hotel, after text messages called on people to come and tell the politicians and leaders that we want our safety. In letters to newspapers, people are attacking what they say is a weak political system. The call for accountability has been heard. Political heads have rolled. The federal interior minister has been replaced with former finance minister P. Chidambaram. He is promising tough action to tackle terror.
We will respond with determination and resolve to the great threats posed to the Indian nation. This is a threat to the very idea of India, the very soul of India.
Civic groups are debating what citizens can do to contribute to the fight against terror. Not all people are just blaming the politicians. Many young people, like college student Vaibhav, say ordinary people need to do more to ensure that governance is clean and honest.
Ultimately, it is us who make them corrupt. It is we who pay them bribes and do not really fulfill the necessary responsibilities that we bear. So it is necessary that we take self-initiatives and work towards it together without forming any bias on the basis of caste, religion or whatever you say.
Others like Dipali Dalmia say the repeated terror strikes in cities have made them fearful of being hit by another attack.
Actually, we are hardly stepping out, especially no five-star hotels. And being a little conservative about sending children to birthdays in public places, only to people's houses. It's just not a good feeling.
Observers say that in a country that is no stranger to terror attacks, the level of concern and debate triggered by the Mumbai attacks is unprecedented. They say it could partly be because the attacks targeted the elite of India, who have not directly faced the threat so far. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.